Shall we rehearse one-liners and sentence fragments? This society of essentially servile, mechanically living people whose lives are empty, pointless sets of distractions one after another. Is there nobody who can rise above this? Come on, there are thousands of them, there are only two of us. We are destroyers. What really makes us tick is a powerfully destructive force. It's behind victory and conquest. The will to power, you see.
Thank you.
saw us coming. He must have been made mad. It had so pernicious an effect on his thought that one must conclude it's at the bottom of those aspects of his music, those aspects that seem to be merely vulgar. Sex. Women. The kind of thing that's won. It is won through a contest in which some are victorious and others must be defeated. Oh, there's a dialectic here, but it's not some abstract Hegelian dialectic. There is the real tug and tussle of the brutal physical world. Dear God, tell me why things work this way rather than that way. And if you decide to take arms against a sea of troubles, look out, because you're probably almost certainly going to lose. It's a rare day indeed that when a medal is pinned on someone for valor in battle and he's asked to say a few words, he begins by saying, "Well, let me tell you how I became a hero." For goodness sake, get out of the armchair, stop that amphaloskeptic form of self-inquiry and do something, for goodness sake. There's that. Now, of course, the surest route to suffering is desire. The unrequited desire. If you actually ask someone whether she thinks she is engaged in what ethicists call a supererogatory form of life or activity, she probably wouldn't. Well, I suspect she might not know what you're talking about. I don't think that anything I've ever heard her say would lead me to conclude that she thinks she's doing something beyond the call of duty. I think she thinks she's doing what one is supposed to do. She thinks that what she's doing is quite right, actually, that there isn't anything deeply sacrificial about it. In fact, it's a source for, in her life, she claimed that it was a source of continuing joy and pleasure. Be realistic about one's chances. He goes out into the woods and plays horned instruments and runs around with phallic-shaped objects. He had this on again, off again, and then finally off again relationship with spankingly new 7-pound babies. So, how it's going to work out is sort of pre-established. It's fated.
I've better things to do than wipe your blood beneath my shoe. A god of chaos has his perks, but still no room for triplins. And yet your arrogance makes me cruel, thinking of you in a pool, acting underneath your throat, a worthy sacrifice. One piece of advice for a man, make the first act true. Or if there ain't a more hesitate to tear I am you. It will be a centerpiece on my table at my feet. Your fingers are excellent started dishes. Your toes are hot and sauce delicious. I say the heart of my dessert for me. This is for the universe.
Squire, taste of my fire. Come forth, squire, taste of my fire. Come forth, squire, taste of my fire.
Where is he? We're calling to him in the dark.
I want to be clear on this point. Look, a price does get paid for this, the unleashing of forces.
I keep myself alive through victory and vanquish.
Finally overcome. It's a form of what? It's a form of death. Before he collapsed, he had run over and put his arms around a horse. He was hugging and caressing and kissing a horse.